Warning, there's a whole lot of crotch talk in this episode. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, August the 6th, 2019.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida woman grabs her husband's junk.
That one's going to leave a mark.
Florida man grabs a cop's ass.
Florida man hides his weed somewhere the cops would totally never think to look for him on.
And Florida woman adds her own flavoring to a restaurant's ice cream inventory.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. Hey, Phil, did you ever play D&D when you were a kid? Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
No? You weren't that big of a nerd?
No.
I played a couple times with some friends. I really wasn't into it, but I saw online today there's a new monster in Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, is it?
Florida Man.
What powers does he have?
All right, so here I'm going to read right from the card. Florida Man may appear as any humanoid indefinitely and can change its appearance at will. It's not incredibly hard to spot, however, due to the deranged look in its eyes and penchant to take on odd appearances such as face and neck tattoos, unusual hairstyles, and extremely poor oral hygiene. The Florida Man's true appearance is unknown, but it will collapse into 3D4 small alligators upon dying.
What does 3D4 mean?
So you have to roll a four-sided die three times to find out how many alligators he breaks down to once you kill him.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, so
Florida Man is a D&D monster.
So this is on August the 6th, right?
Yes.
So we said on the last podcast, I have a report from the concert trip.
Oh yeah, how did that
was
go?
That was this past weekend. The there were as far as I recall, no incidents involving the police, no fights, and we didn't get lost, no bodily harm, and no injury to the vehicles.
Yeah, he didn't call me for bail, so
I did. Oh, I had four people on watch.
Gotcha.
Had four people.
Well, what one
on standby?
What was I?
You weren't even on the list, Joe, because I know you only got like $15 in your pocket, and that's our bail is going to be a lot more than that.
But it was zero.
Yeah, fantastic.
You didn't get caught.
I didn't get caught.
That's good.
It was fantastic. Absolutely mind blowing.
Cool.
It's the first time I've seen Korn. And
oh yeah,
all the original members, and that, well, not all the original, but Head was there. I mean, you just look up, there's Monk, John, Fieldy, same people. That, I don't know, it's just awesome.
Just,
and then before
they're just
that,
all old now.
You know, they didn't. If Monkey and Head don't. They're 42 to 45 now. Jonathan is, I think, 48. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Jonathan had put on some weight. I was feeling pretty good about myself right at that time. Jonathan had a little belly on him.
Yeah,
had a gray beard. His beard's all, you know, like mine, all spotty and gray.
Mm-hmm.
But they put on a hell of a show. And then cool. Before that with Alice in Chains, and they did a great job. You see Jerry Cantrell literally 60, 50 feet away, and it was just, he's 53, I think.
Okay.
But just great show. Great, great, great show. So that's one down. Next up on the docket is Disturbed. Then we have Five Finger Death Punch. Got tickets to those last week. Then we have the Red Rocker. And somewhere in between there, I got to get tickets to Godsmack. Godsmack's coming too.
Yep.
We got some good shows coming down here.
Yeah, it's surprising. It's
we'd had this many good ones back to back in a while.
No,
but since I've been down.
No, usually Fort Rock used to be the big show.
Yeah,
they had a lot of different.
I never made it to that one.
Yeah, they stopped doing it. They did it in Fort Lauderdale, one or two, moving it from Fort Myers.
Oh, really? We are in the middle of an absolute monsoon right now.
Good God.
I mean, literally, it's like hurricane force winds out back. So if you hear lightning, you don't hear lightning, I'm sorry, but if you hear the thunder, we can't edit all that out. It is absolutely storming right now.
So the rain is like sideways.
It is.
Kind of cool.
Welcome
to Florida.
You'll love it.
All right. Well, here's a quick message from another podcast you should be listening to.
Hi, everyone. I'm here to tell you about LA Not So Confidential, the forensic psychology and true crime podcast brought to you by me, Dr. Shiloh, and this guy.
Hi, I'm her bestie and co-host, Dr. Scott. She was a cop and I was a Hollywood casting director. Now we're both forensic psychologists working in Los Angeles. We met while doing our internships working with sex offenders. I know, right?
Twice a month, we bring you a classic or contemporary true crime story while applying real psychological concepts and dishing about entertainment's representations of those crimes.
Subscribe now to LA
Not So
Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime, psychology, and snark.
Trust us. We're doctors.
Do you have any anything you'd like to promote this week?
Yeah, I'm promoting that I will be my happy ass at the campsite this weekend, doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, I hope it doesn't rain sideways again like this.
I don't care. I got a camper.
All right. Well, I'm going to be at the Trivia Factory on Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Brass Tap in Naples. And on Thursday, I'll be hosting the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. At Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Both nights, the games are free to play, and you can win food and drinks.
So what night? You do Thursdays?
Thursdays.
That's date night.
Well,
I made a friend there for lunch the other day at Fancy's. Yeah. Enjoyed the shit out of it. Had the country fried steak, black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. Now I'm going back for shrimp and grits.
You can either do the shrimp and grits or the chicken and waffles.
I didn't do that one yet.
Yeah, you got to try that, too.
Okay.
Maybe your date can get the chicken and waffles.
We can split it.
Exactly.
Damn, you're smart.
But when you come, hang out in the bar. Get a seat at one of the little tables in the bar because that's where I do trivia.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's get into tonight's story. Story number one, or uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman's midnight performance of the Nutcracker was not well liked by her husband. Oh, you going to make me read this one, too?
Of course.
God damn it. Why do I always get the male mutilation ones?
I don't want to fucking read them.
All right. A Florida woman arrested early Wednesday for grabbing her husband's genitals with, quote, such force that the victim crumpled over and had trouble walking, unquote, told cops that she was just trying to arouse her spouse in an effort to have some sexual intercourse. You're doing it wrong, woman. Yeah. All right, look.
If he can't walk, all right, you want him to not be able to walk when he's done. That would be good.
What the hell are you talking about, Joel?
You ain't ever been screwed so hard that you can't walk when you're done?
No.
You ain't doing it right, though.
Yes, I am. I got to be able to walk. I might be tired, but I mean, I don't want to be so exhausted that my legs don't work.
You never had your knees go jelly-like?
That's different, Joel.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, jelly-like and being paralyzed are two different things.
Oh, I didn't say paralyzed. I just said unable to walk. I meant temporarily. I didn't mean permanently.
Yes, you're doing it wrong, woman. According to cops, Anastasia... Shit, fucking goddamn, you give me these stories. Tash?
Sure.
Tash?
Yeah.
Age 44 approached her husband while he was asleep at 5:30 in the morning on the living room couch in the Tampa area home they shared with their two children.
They got kids in the house. And
he's on the couch. Why is he on the couch at 5:30, not in the bedroom?
Well, dun, 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 dun. There could be the plenty of different
thickens.
Reasons. Maybe he fell asleep watching Jay Leno. Or he isn't.
Seriously? Yet. Jay Leno?
I was going to go Johnny Carson. I was like, he's dead, so yeah. I know it ain't him.
Love Carson. All right. Tash... a complaint affidavit states, walked over to the victim and, without provocation or permission, grabbed his nutsack. Well, I replaced genitals with nutsack.
I caught that. But if you're married...
You don't need permission.
You don't need, quote, permission. The permission is implied, usually. Especially if you're the guy.
When later questioned by police, Tash acknowledged that she had executed the clamp down without the consent of her husband. Who apparently called 911 after his genitals were crushed.
Crack.
Goddamn,
crushed
woman.
And clamped down. Those are not
those
words.
Those are not words for arousal.
No. Those are not words that you want around your nuts. At least she didn't pull out the scissors.
That's true. At least it didn't bleed like the last one.
Yeah, seriously.
Tash advised, quote, she did this in a sexual manner because she was attempting to arouse the victim in an effort to have sexual intercourse.
You're doing it wrong.
When you're charged with misdemeanor domestic battery, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I mean.
But how bad was it that, I mean, he called the cop, he called 911.
Yeah. He was sleeping on the couch for some reason, so maybe he was upset with her to begin with. Who knows?
Damn.
Yeah.
Florida woman scares me a whole lot more than Florida man.
Yeah. Story number two. Florida man masturbating outside a Pensacola Walmart grabbed a deputy's rear end.
Yep. You can't make this shit up.
Your favorite store. A Florida man who was being arrested for allegedly masturbating in a Pensacola Walmart parking lot is accused of grabbing a deputy's rear end and saying, quote, "Let me just feel it," unquote. Trenton James Rich, age 19, was arrested Saturday and charged with battery of an officer, assault on an officer, resisting an officer, and exposure of sexual organs.
Damn.
According
to the trifecta of officers.
Yeah, you can't get much more.
You got battery. What's the difference in battery and assault?
Assault is attempting to attack someone.
Okay.
And battery is when you actually make contact with them.
So can you have one without the other?
You can have assault without battery, but you cannot have battery without assault.
Okay.
According to his arrest report, an Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputy responded shortly after 4:30 p.m. Saturday to the Walmart at 501 North Navy Boulevard in response to a report of indecent exposure. So just Saturday afternoon, just whipping it out in the parking lot. The deputy spotted a white man with blonde curly hair, wearing gray sweatpants and no shirt, sitting on top of a picnic table next to the store's designated pickup area. Gray sweatpants. In public. The deputy informed the man that he matched a witness description of a suspect who had allegedly been seen masturbating in the parking lot and asked for his name. The man provided his name and said, quote, "Suck my dick," unquote, the report states.
That was probably the first mistake. After being approached.
After being approached, yes. I can think of several mistakes he made before before the officer arrived.
That's when he went downhill.
Sweatpants, number one. No shirt, number two. Walmart, number three. Jerking off in public, number four.
Telling the officer to suck my dick. Yeah, this is not. This is like the recipe of I'm ready to go to jail now.
Yeah, this is I ain't got a place to stay. Mm-hmm. Let me get a cell for the night. When the deputy moved to detain him, Rich allegedly resisted and pulled his hands away from the deputy, pulled his pants down, exposed himself, and said, quote, "Suck on it," unquote. He really
wants
really
to go to jail.
Some.
He really wants to go to jail.
The deputy continued trying to place Rich in constraints, and he repeatedly turned his body in circles while keeping his hands away from the deputy's grasp, the report stated.
You're getting tased, bro.
This sounds like an episode of Reno 911. At one point, Rich stepped toward the deputy, formed his hands into karate chop positions, and mimed swiping chops toward the deputy's face. This caused the deputy to flinch and momentarily back away from him, the report stated.
He went Diamond Dave on him?
I don't know what he did.
He went Diamond Dave on him.
He went, yeah. He went.
Do you know who Donald Dave is?
David Lee Roth.
No, not that one. Maybe, am I saying
Diamond Dallas Page?
No.
Diamond Dave Ninja School. Come on down. What we're going to teach you, hold up, Lord, and what we're going to teach you in the first episode is a proper stance and a proper kung fu. And you got your Judy chop, all right? You got your karate chop, and you got your ninja chop. Now, what smart thing to do is, like, when you use a judo chopping, you got to say it, you know, for you beginners, you know, like a Judy chop. Because what you don't want to do is, like, be a Judy chopping and a kung fu kicking, and there goes your leg. You know, there ain't much calling for a one-legged ninja out there.
Diamond Dave's Ninja School.
I do recall now.
Don't go ninja on somebody don't need ninja.
Yep. I remember that one now.
You got your karate top. You got your Judy chop. You got your ninja chop.
All right. Well, anyway, Rich allegedly swung at the deputy, but failed to land a blow before fleeing on foot. The deputy pursued Rich as he ran behind Walmart, caught him, and successfully detained him, the report stated. Law enforcement also interviewed other witnesses about Rich's alleged actions. One woman told investigators she had parked in front of Walmart at approximately 4:30 p.m. Saturday. She waited for her husband in her car with all the doors open, and another female sat in the passenger seat. I'm assuming the doors are all open because it's fucking hot out, because it's summer in Florida. The woman said that an unknown man approached her and her female companion, motioned towards Rich, sitting on a nearby picnic table. So this is a second guy, not Rich. But this guy motioned toward Rich, sitting on a nearby picnic table, and said he thought they should be aware that Rich was having fun watching them, the report stated. The woman observed Rich masturbating while he stared in the direction of her open car doors. So he's pulling a Louis C.K. out in the parking lot. The man who informed the woman about Rich later told the same story to law enforcement, telling investigators he too had witnessed Rich pleasuring himself, the report stated. The arrest report notes that investigators collected a DNA sample from Rich's clothing.
Oh, no. No.
Sweatpants, man. He was booked into the Escambia County Jail at 6:01 p.m. Saturday with a $10,000 bond, and county records indicated that as of Wednesday afternoon, Rich remained in custody.
Damn.
Couldn't afford a shirt. Definitely couldn't afford $1,000 to get out of jail.
They took DNA samples.
They wanted to make sure it was his.
Why spend the money?
That way he can't say it's not mine.
I know. Oh, hey, it's Patty again.
Yeah, Patty sent us an email.
So this comes from our friend Patty again. Hey, guys, me again, Patty, from Plant Park. I was going to send you video of the last rocket launch, but it was rescheduled and went up at like 2:30 a.m., too late for my sorry ass. Maybe next time. So it went from hot as two brass balls on a tin roof to my duck feet floated away and I needed a canoe.
I guess that means it's kind of wet.
It got wet. Here's another find for y'all. Hope you enjoy. People are just gross, I swear.
Yeah, they definitely are.
All righty. Here's story number three.
We covered that with the DNA sample from the previous story.
Thank you, Patty, as always. Florida woman accused of urinating and spitting on restaurant ice cream.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A Florida woman is accused of tampering with ice cream at an Indian Shores restaurant, including spitting into containers and urinating on an ice cream maker.
Now, when they say urinating on an ice cream maker, is that the machine or the person that operates the machine?
I'm thinking the machine.
Okay.
Either way, it's just...
that's wrong.
I am going to punch you in the throat.
Oh, I definitely reordered these stories so you would have to say this lady's name.
You hear that, Matthew, from Washington State?
This was going to be story number two, and I was like, oh, no, I'm going to like move this one down to number three, so Phil's got to say it. Go ahead.
Young Soon Wapcha of St. Petersburg. How about that? See, if you don't know what you're doing, it's best to do it quickly.
Yeah.
I can.
That's pretty damn good.
Was charged by Indian Shores Police with criminal mischief and violating the state's tampering act. The incidents occurred between June 17th and June the 22nd at Lulu's Ice Cream on Gulf Boulevard.
That's quite a big window of...
True.
I wouldn't want to have gotten ice cream there on June 21st.
So apparently, Young Soon is reportedly the owner of the Food Mart business next door to the ice cream parlor.
Oh, she didn't even work at the ice cream parlor.
No, she works next door. According to police surveillance video caught Wong Chu, quote, picking her nose, unquote, then sticking her fingers in ice cream. And that was on June the 17th. On June the 22nd, she urinated in an ice cream bucket used to churn homemade ice cream. You almost can't eat it after that.
Almost?
I stole that. I stole that from, I did. I'm a thief. I stole that.
That's okay.
What's his name? I can't believe it. Ron White.
Oh, okay. I was going to say one of the other, blue collar guys.
All right. After she urinated into the bucket, another video depicted, Young Soon spitting onto a product. The owners of Lulu's Ice Cream.
So how many bodily fluids have not ended up in this ice cream? Jesus Christ.
The owners of Lulu's Ice Cream, meanwhile, said they're still coming to grips with the knowledge of what Young Soon did to sabotage their business.
You don't want the strawberry ripple.
This is our... this is our whole life, said co-owner Beth Chiluli. Chiluli?
Sure.
We don't have anything else. I mean, this is it. Surveillance video also shows Young Soon going into the shared space between the two businesses to use the restroom on June the 17th, using the facilities with the door wide open.
What? Oh my God.
Not washing her hands, then putting her hands inside Lulu's freezer.
That's like my 4-year-old nephew will go to the bathroom and leave the door wide open and not wash his hands. But he's 4 and he doesn't know better.
Yeah, I know. Co-owner Paul Chiluli. I know I'm saying that wrong. There's way too many L's in that. Told us he couldn't believe what he saw. You would never think any like that would go on anyway, so it's kind of blindsided us, he explained.
Yeah.
The minute we learned about this, we called the authorities, Paul went on to say. They were very Johnny on the spot, so they came down and we got rid of everything. There was no question about it. Did she do this or did she not do that?
That's responsible. That's a very responsible business owner.
Despite having to deal with the nightmare situation, they went on to say they're committed to staying open. We make great ice cream. You know, we have 5-star reviews across the board, and we love what we do and take our ice cream very seriously. We love you, Beth said, addressing their patrons. We're so sorry this happened. The business told police that about $2,000 worth of damage was done to their products.
So how would you like to show up?
And not to mention what their reputation is.
Yeah, how would you like to show up on the afternoon or evening of June 22nd? Sorry, we're all out of ice cream. We had to throw it out. Oh, why?
No. Somebody pissed it.
Somebody pissed in our ice cream bucket or picked her nose and flung it in some of the...
All I can think about right now is Caddyshack in the detox suit with...
Jesus Christ. But, I mean, what if you're a regular that goes there every day and gets ice cream and you show up on the 22nd?
Yeah.
Like, but I ate here yesterday.
I know.
Sorry.
Oh, fantastic.
There was a little extra protein. No charge for that.
Oh, Joel, that's nasty. Food fight! All right, it's time for our Florida Man food fight.
Yes, listener Dana sent us this story, and the story is Florida woman charged with attacking man with a griddle after they discussed divorce. A Florida woman attacked her estranged husband with a griddle, nearly choked him unconscious at least twice, and pulled out a clump of his beard after they met to sort out divorce paperwork, an arrest affidavit states.
That's a good old ass kicking.
Something tells me she didn't like the terms. Stephanie Workman, age 47, of Satellite Beach, was charged with felony domestic battery by strangulation and false imprisonment after the alleged Tuesday incident at a home on Coconut Street, just north of DeSoto Parkway near State Road A1A.
How do you get charged with false imprisonment?
By not letting somebody leave.
Oh,
if you stay in the doorway leave the building, that is false imprisonment. Workman was released from the Brevard County Jail Complex on $4,000 bond, and she has pleaded not guilty. Her August 1st court arraignment has been canceled, court records show. When Satellite Beach police arrived at the home, they discovered, quote, blood drippings all around the house on the floor and on the griddle, unquote, the arrest affidavit shows. So there's that last bodily fluid that that Young Soon didn't get in the ice cream. The victim told police Workman broke his wallet chain and tackled him in a doorway, breaking the door off its hinges, the affidavit states. Good God, that is a strong woman.
Yes.
He had bruise marks on his neck, marks on his back, and injured hands and fingers.
Holy shit.
She kicked his ass. Well, I guess if you're using a griddle to...
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to recover from that. I mean...
Yeah, that's usually cast iron or some kind of metal. That's going to leave a mark. Story number 4. Florida man bitten by shark while surfing goes to a bar instead of the hospital.
Hell yeah, that's hardcore right there.
That is. A Florida man was surfing off Jacksonville Beach when he was attacked by a shark, but instead of going to a hospital, he elected to have drinks at a bar, according to a report on WJXT. Now, this is just in time for Shark Week.
It is.
Have you
been
watching
Shark Week?
Oh, yeah. That's like national holiday.
20 years I've been watching Shark Week. Love Shark Week.
Frank O'Rourke, age 23, and a friend were waiting for the next big wave to swell around 3:30 p.m. Saturday near the Jacksonville Beach Pier when the shark bit down on O'Rourke's – oh, it's not O'Rourke. It's O'Rourke's right arm. The shark latched on quickly and then departed just as fast, leaving teeth marks and a trail of blood behind, WJXT reported. O'Rourke handled the attack in good spirit, posing for an Instagram photo and electing not to go to the hospital and instead heading to a nearby bar for some drinks. You know people are going to be buying his ass free drinks until that thing
heat. Oh, black tip. Three to 4 foot black tip guy?
Yeah. The shark is believed to have been a 3 to 4 foot black tip shark. I don't care.
I don't know why I said that. It's like there's a good shark. Yeah. It was just a black tip. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They only drew blood in 45 spots on my arm. Yeah. wasn't a great white. O'Rourke's incident marks the third attack on Florida's East Coast in less than a month. That's because of Shark Week. With the fourth attack occurring just an hour later at New Smyrna Beach. An Arizona man's thigh was bitten while boogie boarding 4:30 p.m. Saturday. The 49-year-old received lacerations, and he elected to drive himself to Burt Fish Medical Center for treatment. That's because he's not a Florida man. He's an Arizona. Earlier in the month, a 16-year-old girl was bitten by a shark off Amelia Island on July 12th, also while boogie boarding. And an 18-year-old surfer was bitten by a shark off New Smyrna Beach on June 30th. So that's two in New Smyrna, one in Jacksonville, and one in Amelia Island.
So Amelia Island, that's up by Jackson.
I say that like I know. I have no idea.
Okay. Florida leads the world in recorded shark attacks, with Volusia County beaches sinking its teeth down on the record for the most known shark attacks, according to the International Shark Attack File. There is an International Shark Attack File. That's what I've learned in this story.
Yes.
Also, you know that guy is getting girls left and right showing off his shark bite in his arm now.
Well, maybe all these sharks are just they're doing it for, they're trying to audition for the show.
Yeah, well,
they're trying to get on Shark Week.
Well, I would think that they would be a little late for this year because most of those shows are already produced. But next year they might be in running for next year.
All right, story number five. Florida man arrested after cop finds marijuana stashed in his Bob Marley backpack.
No.
How old is this dude? 23. Okay. A Florida man was arrested yesterday after a cop found a mason jar containing marijuana inside a black Bob Marley backpack in the suspect's vehicle.
Yeah, that's the least obvious place to put your weed. I'm surprised the cops were able to find this because that's like ingenious.
That's camouflage at his best.
Exactly.
An arrest affidavit does not indicate what else Samuel Antoine Bryant, age 23, should have been carrying inside his Bob Marley backpack.
A lighter.
Bryant was
papers.
Bowl.
A pipe.
Bryant was pulled over around 1:20 p.m. while driving in St. Petersburg after a sheriff's deputy determined that his car's registration was expired. And that the auto had a broken brake light. Upon approaching the vehicle,
if you're driving around
with weed
in your Bob Marley backpack,
good
God, fix the taillight
and get your damn registration up to date.
Yeah.
Upon approaching the vehicle, Deputy DeMarcus reported he ain't gonna try. He detected the smell of pot, prompting a search of Bryant's ride. The cop discovered a quote. Black Bob Marley backpack, unquote, containing a mason jar with two Ziploc bags containing a green leafy substance.
It's oregano, officer. Mm-hmm. It's oregano.
Bryant was arrested after a field test of the 42 grams of green substance tested positive for marijuana.
Is that a lot?
It's more than 41. So he was charged with the possession of marijuana with intent to sell, a felony. Bryant was released last night from the county jail after posting a $2,000 bond. His rap sheet includes a 2018 conviction for the same crime for which he was busted yesterday.
He's a repeat offender.
He was sentenced to probation in order to pay fines and court costs in that case.
Now, all he needed was his weed card, because medical is legal here in Florida now, isn't it?
I think.
Because there's a dispensary. Well, there's three dispensaries.
Well, they
in
just
my
started
town.
Opening dispensaries.
Yeah.
Dispensary.
So he's doing
I have
well.
Had, and I don't smoke, but I have had... I'll wake up in the middle of the night, the last two nights.
Cotton mouth?
No, with the smell of weed. It was everywhere at the concert.
Oh, it's still like in your hair,
it's still
your mustache.
No, not that. No, I took a shower, dumbass. But no, it's just this, like clothes? I get this recurrent, you don't get the real smell. I just get the sensation of the, all of a sudden it's like my brain's like they're supposed to be weed. I don't know what it is, but it is the strangest thing. And you know why weed was everywhere? A mixed drink was $25 a piece.
Good God. You can buy a whole fucking bottle for that.
Two Jack and Diets, $52.
What was the venue? Was this the amphitheater?
Yeah.
Jesus
West Palm Beach.
$52.
No wonder. Like, nobody's drinking.
Yeah.
So we go to the good thing and she says, would you rather, if you can get the fish bowl, it's cheaper. I'm like,
a what?
A fish bowl. You get more in that and it's just a few dollars more.
A
fish bowl? A fucking goldfish bowl, yeah. And I'm like, I am not walking around with a damn fish bowl. He's like, well, everybody around here, we sell them all the time.
Is it glass?
I didn't see it. Yeah. Oh, it's probably plastic.
I was going to say.
I didn't see a damn fish bowl in that venue. It's like, I walk around with a fish bowl with a straw in it, probably a paper straw, and suck it on a damn, no. So everybody, nobody was drinking. Everybody had weed because it was so freaking expensive.
Everywhere. Anyway.
Moral of the story, may not want to stash your weed in your Bob Marley backpack.
That's a little obvious.
I'm a fan as much as you, Samuel, but
I don't think you're a fan as much as Samuel is.
I love me some Marley, but come on, man. Come on.
All right, our final story. Story number six. Florida man stabbed in the throat by his own pool furniture.
What?
Yeah. Florida man Charlie Lee of Bradenton was lucky to survive a freak accident earlier this week when he was stabbed in the throat by his own pool furniture.
Did it come at him ninja style or?
I think so. Lee detailed the accident on his Facebook page July 23rd, noting he was moving a poolside chaise lounger when a heavy gust of wind blew through. The wind caught the underside of the lounger and acted like a sail, causing Lee to lose his balance. He fell into his pool with the lounger, and that's when things got surreal. Quote, "The lounger punctured and lacerated my throat, a knuckle deep and 3 inches wide," unquote, Lee wrote on his page. "I realized I might be in trouble." You don't say. Lee said the lounger's leg missed his carotid artery by about 2 centimeters, as well as the primary muscle used for speaking. Fortunately for Lee, one of his neighbors is critical care nurse Tracy Crayley Knapp Freeman, who Lee thanks for her fast-acting, calming method of care that helped stabilize him at the scene until paramedics arrived. Quote, "You are my hero," unquote, Lee told Knapp. Knapp told the Bradenton Herald that she and her boyfriend had just returned home from lunch on Anna Maria Island when they stopped by the Lee home for a yearly get-together. Timing is everything, it appears. Quote, "I was actually at the other end of the pool getting one of the chairs out because the storm had blown a couple of them into the pool," Knapp said. "I heard the splash and looked over to see another friend helping Charlie out of the pool, and he started screaming my name." Knapp said that...
Was he screaming your name? Wait, this is the name... They're a neighbor?
I think, yeah. So they were all at Lee's house for a party.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
One of the other neighbors helped him out of the pool after the chaise lounger cut him in the neck. Knapp said Lee has had other medical issues in the past and thought she was going to have to begin CPR, but that's when I saw the big gash. Who would think a chair would slice someone's throat? Yeah, not me.
No.
Knapp told another friend to call 911 while she applied pressure to the wound with a towel and kept her friend calm. She credits everyone at the get-together for doing things calmly and quickly.
Kind of a party downer after that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to reschedule. Maybe go to your house.
Thankfully, everyone worked together and EMS arrived quickly, Knapp said. The doctor met us at the ER because no one was sure how serious it was and whether he would have to be airlifted to a trauma center. I've worked in all areas of the hospital, including the ER, and I've seen some crazy things, but nothing like this. So he took the wind took the chair and
knocked him in the pool and in the middle of the air slashed his throat. I think it might be time to go visit your local Home Depot or Lowe's and maybe get some furniture with less jagged edges.
He took one right in the windpipe, I guess. Lee is the special teams coordinator for the Southwest Florida Gladiators, a competitive adult amateur football team, and is a former punter and place kicker for the San Francisco 49ers. Well wishes came pouring in from friends, family, football players, and loved ones, but perhaps one summed up Lee's experience with the best when he posted, quote, "Holy crap," unquote. Lee responded, "That's what I said when I saw the hole in my neck."
Damn, that's a bad day.
Seriously. How does it? I don't know how that would even happen.
I don't either.
I mean,
what would be that sharp underneath to slash your throat?
Yeah, usually they've got little plastic caps on them if the edge is going to be.
They get a lawsuit.
Yeah. Sue the wind?
Do the wind out of them?
Knock the wind out of them?
No, sue the manufacturers.
Oh.
Of
the pool?
Yeah. Was this wind tested up to 85 miles an hour?
Apparently not.
I don't know, Joel.
No.
That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below. Or I just put in below. It really didn't say below.
It's like every fifth episode you do that.
I do that.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. Just like Nicole, who gave us 5 stars and said, "Favorite podcast. Started binge listening about a month ago and I didn't stop until I was up to date. Love the content. The guys are hysterical and you can tell they genuinely take the time to make the podcast fun, entertaining, and exciting. Really hope this podcast makes it big. Definitely recommend to anyone looking for a laugh." Well, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather and Josh, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Long Since Past Podcast, Matt, Matthew, Nicole, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, Tiffany, #CallMeTiff, and Travis.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Don't take medical advice from a podcast. How about don't take medical advice from a comedy podcast about Florida, man.
Yeah.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a vat of ice cream with our bare hands.
Just nasty. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man and Tracy. You can kiss my ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside, he's Florida man. Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man, he's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida